From the WDXC newsroom, this is the WDXC Daily News. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the Harvey Fight House, surrounded by the Opus Forti Sculpture Park in Highwoods, Ulster County, has been listed for sale with the asking price of $1.5 million. The parcel includes 1.7 acres. It was previously listed for $3.9 million in 2010 and $3.5 million in 2021. According to the real estate listing, and I quote, "This majestic home overlooks this magnificent 6-acre earthwood sculpture and quarry pool, cleared out and shaped for a swimming pool by Harvey Fight, with marvelous natural spring water," end quote. Homeowner Tad Richard said in a statement that generations have loved the house. It has been Richard's home since 1944 when his mother Barbara married Harvey Fight. Richards and his wife spent 30 years as caretakers of Opus Forti. Listing agent Lori Della Villa Miller said Opus Forti operates separately from the home and will remain open to visitors after a sale is made. In December, the Opus Forti Sculpture Park received a $300,000 grant from Andrew W. Mellon Foundation for the repair and conservation of the park's bluestone sculpture. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that 58 fiberglass and acrylic feline sculptures were sold last weekend during the 16th annual Cats Meow Gala and auction at historic Catskill Point. More than 300 people attended the event. According to the Heart of Catskill Association, the auction raised $85,000, the largest amount generated by the event in recent memory. According to the association's Facebook page, the first 30% is paid as commissions to the individuals who created the sculptures, and the rest, and I quote, "go right back into worthy causes in and around Catskill," end quote. After the pandemic-constricted years, this was the first auction since 2019 that an association was able to host a gala and auction with full public participation. Perfect Night, by South Cairo artist Ray Spurzel, sold for $3,700, the highest bid in the auction. Spring Winds, by Nancy Whalen, sold for $3,500. And Indigo Blues, by Marjorie H. Sasak-Yonker and Geisha Kitty, by Victoria Lake, sold for $3,100 apiece. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Barnes is reporting in the Times Union. The 16-month-old Cafe Mutton at 757 Columbia Street in Hudson within the past week was named by two major national publications among the best places to dine in America. The restaurant serves lunch 4 days a week, dinner only once, and does not take reservations. Bon Appetit magazine's October issue, out last week, included Cafe Mutton amongst its 10 best new restaurants, calling it, and I quote, "the country's most uncompromising restaurant," end quote. The New York Times list of, and I quote, 50 places in America we're most excited about right now," end quote, published online, called Cafe Mutton, and I quote, "refreshingly down home," end quote. Chef owner Shana Lobanayan said, and I quote, "it's pretty exciting," end quote. Although they knew long in advance about the recognition from Bon Appetit, they said, and I quote, "the New York Times was total surprise that I woke up to yesterday," end quote. Lobanayan said the restaurant, which seats 26 inside and another 10 outdoors, set business records Friday, Saturday, and Sunday last week and was forced to close early on Saturday because food ran out despite unprecedented levels of prepping. Read the full story in the Times Union. New York's latest foliage report shows leaves just beginning to turn colors locally. The report says, and I quote, "in Greene County, Bowers reported from the upper elevations of the towns of Hunter and Windham predict up to 35% color change with green, yellow, and red leaves of average brilliance. Spotters in Catskill expect 15% foliage change featuring orange and red leaves of average brilliance," end quote. The report goes on to say, and I quote, "in the Hudson Valley, Columbia County foliage spotters in Hudson expect just about 10% change this weekend and mostly yellow leaves. while Dutchess County spotters reporting from Hopewell Junction expect up to 10 to 15% color change and red leaves of average brilliance. Spotters in Beacon are predicting up to 10% transition with some yellow leaves of average brilliance appearing, end quote. Read more about this at the New York State Foliage Report. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.